This should be your left ear.
And this should be your right. If this isn't correct, swap your headphones around.
Welcome. Please follow the arrow on your map and head towards the system garden. Prepare to move from the outside to the inside. Enter the garden. You are here to explore the garden. You can wander freely, but be careful to listen to our instructions. Please remember not to walk in the garden beds, and that you may not take any plant material with you when you leave the garden. Move now to the central tower. You'll see the tower in front of you, or find it on your map. This map might also help you later if you need a little direction. If the tower is empty, then sit down on one of the benches. If there is someone sitting in the tower already, smile at them and walk through to the other side. Find a place to sit. Are you sitting down? Now, we want to tell you a story. This story is by Hélène Cixous, and it is called Un vrai jardin. This is the story of a true garden, or perhaps a real one. Our story will be a little of both, and we will build this garden and translate it for you as we go along. Let's begin.
Un vrai jardin, par Hélène Cixous. À Omi. Je pénétrais sans méfiance. C'était un vrai jardin. Dès la grille, on voyait que la terre existait. Puis la grille se ferma doucement et l'on était dans le jardin. Dehors et assez loin, les gens allaient à la guerre. Quelques bombes tombaient et secouaient la toile de tente. Il y avait longtemps que l'on n'appelait plus le ciel parce que d'ici bas, on le voyait se déchirer et s'effranger au-dessus des murs. La terre sentait bon.
I entered unsuspecting. It was a garden. It is a closed garden, just like this one, and we shut the gate. There is a war outside, and there are bombs.
And the earth smelt good.
Stand up now and walk in a circle around the tower. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Smell the garden. Stop walking for a moment and remove your right headphone. Listen. Listen to the sounds of the garden and its inhabitants. Can you hear the war? The war entered this garden many years ago. The iron gates that once kept it safe were sold off, and the metal was used for the war, but the garden remained. At night, this garden is locked. It has new gates now. Replace your headphone and continue circling the tower.
J'avais un nom. La ville avait un nom. Et tout le monde en avait un, sauf le jardin, qui s'appelait seulement le jardin, parce qu'il n'en avait qu'un. Comme personne ne m'appelait, mon nom finit par tomber en désuétude. Pendant un certain temps, quelques années, je le prononçais à haute voix certains jours, au cas où les choses changeraient et où les gens recommenceraient à se parler. À vrai dire, je n'y croyais pas, mais une obscure fidélité me dictait encore ces lois. Ainsi, je n'avouais jamais à haute voix que j'étais heureuse d'avoir pénétré dans le jardin parce qu'il n'y avait justement pas de nom et que, à part les coléoptères, les lépidoptères, les gardiens des allées, les bonnes et les enfants, j'étais seule.
I had a name. The town had a name, and everyone had a name except the garden.
The garden you are in has a name, or rather, it has an order. All the life in it, from the lichens to the eucalypts, is organized according to their evolutionary development. It is called a system garden, and it is one of the only living system gardens in the southern hemisphere. Move away from the tower now, towards the pond, which you will have passed on your way in. Lean over to see your reflection in the water. Is this your true reflection? Don't be alarmed. The green algae that floats on the pond is where all plant life began. As plant life became more complex, so did the organisms that fed upon it. Can you see your real ancestors now?
Because no one called me, my name fell into disuse. For some years, I pronounced it out loud sometimes, in case things changed. But, truthfully, I didn't believe. I never admitted that I was happy to have entered the garden, precisely because it did not have a name. Except for the beetles, moths and butterflies, the guards, the nannies, and children, I was alone.
Now it's time to look for the lichen and the ferns. They're over there. If you are unsure where to go, look for the number one on your map and begin walking in that direction. Are you there yet? When you find a patch of lichen, give it a name. Perhaps Cladonia cristatella or Conotroma ursulatum, or perhaps its real name. These plant forms originated over 250 million years ago. They predate the arrival of dinosaurs. Look closely now. Look for the beetles, the moths and butterflies, the guards, the nannies and children. Or are you alone?
Walk now, from the lichens to the cycads. In only a few steps, you're going to move through 100 million years. Look back towards the tower and up at some of the tallest trees in the garden. Can you see the conifers breathing?
Je n'avais pas toujours été seule. J'avais dû être avec quelqu'un, peut-être même dedans, puisque j'avais un nombril au milieu du ventre. Visible à l'œil nu, mais ce n'était peut-être pas un nombril. Je n'en étais plus sûre depuis qu'une bonne avait dit, en passant devant moi, que les gardiens ne devraient pas laisser traîner des cochonneries comme ça. Et elle m'avait mis le bout de son parapluie dans l'œil de mon nombril en disant ça. Et elle imprimait de petites secousses pivotées à toute mon étendue. Ça m'avait fait mal physiquement et mentalement. J'en gardais une petite douleur lancinante à mon chose. Et surtout, un insupportable doute qui finit par infecter mon univers entier de doigts à gauche et du bas en haut, ainsi que mon réseau de pensées à travers tout le temps.
I hadn't always been alone. I had to be with someone because I had a belly button in my stomach. It was visible, but it wasn't, perhaps, a belly button. I was no longer sure, since a nanny had said that the guards shouldn't allow such filthy behaviour.
Can you feel your belly button? Is it an innie or an outie? Isn't that what we asked of one another? Back when all the gardens were jungles and all jungles were places of mystery and joy? Now continue on to the rainforest around the corner, number 18 on your map. Once inside the rainforest, have a look for the native Australian fern species, Dicksonia antarctica. This kind of fern grows at a rate of 3.5 to 5 centimetres per year.
And she, the nanny, at the end of her umbrella in the eye of my belly button, which did me physical and mental harm. I kept a little sadness throbbing in me till it infected the river of my thought for all time.
Comme je ne me souvenais plus d'avoir été autre part, de ce qu'il y avait eu dehors, ni de ce qu'il y avait derrière moi au moment où j'entrais dans le jardin.
Since I no longer remembered having been elsewhere,
et comme, à part le bruit de la grille
of what had been outside,
que je pouvais évoquer en anglais,
nor of what was behind me,
je n'entendais rien d'autre en arrière.
The moment I entered the garden.
Et même rien,
and apart from the
sauf
sound of
parfois
the gate,
les bonnes
I could conjure up at will,
et les bonnes,
I heard
que les petits ensoufflements
nothing
de la terre. Je me
except
pris
sometimes the bombs
à redouter le pire.
And the nannies, only little whispers of earth. I began to think the worst.
Dans un monde où l'on pouvait me traiter ainsi, je devais m'attendre à tout.
In a world where I could be treated thus, I had to be ready for anything. Move across to the opposite corner of the garden until you find the cacti. It's number 11 on your map. Take your time. You will be moving through time, almost as if you are walking across the rings hidden in the trunk of a tree. This garden was once not a garden at all. As you move across the system, think of this garden as a place covered in lichens and mosses, conifers, of cycads, the first of the seed-bearing plants, and the original flowering plants. This place, that was once not a garden at all, is the ancestral land of the Wurundjeri. Later, it was a field, a place for grazing cattle, and by 1856, even a true garden. This garden now organises all that came before, and if you look closely, you can see remnants here, on the ground and in the beds.
Je n'osais plus me rappeler que j'avais eu un nom, de peur qu'il ne me
revienne
et que ce soit justement un nom comme une cochonnerie ou quelque autre nom qui m'aurait encore diminué. Je n'osais plus penser à moi ni aux bonnes. Je revoyais toujours le parapluie qui enflait en descendant sur moi.
I no longer dared
et je voulais me cacher,
myself,
mais je ne pouvais pas bouger assez vite.
I still saw the umbrella that was opened and closed on me.
Puis il était trop tard
And I wanted to hide
et j'entendais
myself,
la bonne.
But I couldn't move fast enough.
S'il n'y avait pas eu le parapluie, j'aurais pu croire qu'elle avait parlé d'un autre. Mais c'était bien de moi qui avait dit ça.
I would have been able to
et j'avais dû écouter jusqu'au bout, puisque j'étais comme clouée au sol.
But it was definitely about me that she'd said that, and I was forced to listen, because I was nailed to the ground.
In 1856, a man named Frederick McCoy saw something in this piece of ground. He was a botanist from Cambridge University. A man named Henslow had mentored him, just as Henslow had mentored another man named Charles Darwin. But where Darwin saw order in nature as proof of the inexistence of God, McCoy saw evolution as the perfect illustration of God's geometric plan.
This garden, once four times the size it is now, had at its centre a circular greenhouse that surrounded the small tower which, once upon a time, you passed through. The greenhouse had an iron frame resting on low brick walls and a roof that was shaped like a helmet you might find in a wall. This garden was McCoy's attempt to reflect the logic of a higher being. Looking back at the tower now, trace the walls and roof of the greenhouse. See the iron frame and the condensation gathering on the glass.
Pour ajouter un détail à l'horreur de ma situation, cette nure se tenait debout à la pique si bien que son volume blanc remplissait tout mon champ oculaire et j'en avais plein les yeux de son opacité laiteuse. J'attribue à cette circonstance l'aggravation de ma myopie, mais je me trompe peut-être. Je n'ai jamais pu voir nettement les personnes. Ma myopie est sélective. Je distingue à la perfection les lignes, les perspectives, les objets dans l'espace ou isolés, et j'ai une vision photographique des plantes et insectes. Ce sont les gens que je vois mal, je veux dire les êtres humains. Bien que je puisse voir la différence entre bonnes en blanc, les gardiens en bleu, et la masse des enfants qui sont plus petits que les blancs et les bleus, et de couleurs plus vives et variées.
To add to the horror of my situation, this nurse was standing so that her white volume filled my vision, and my eyes were full of her milky opacity. I attributed this situation to the aggravation of my myopia, but perhaps I was wrong. I could never see people clearly. My myopia is selective, as I distinguish perfectly lines, perspectives, objects in space, and I have a photographic vision of plants and insects. It is people that I see badly. I mean human beings. As much as I can see the difference between the nannies in the white, the guards in blue, and the children who are smaller than the whites and the blues, and of colours more vibrant and varied.
Look now, as if you are the camera, and have in your frame the colours and the mass of plants and objects. See if you can find in our short-sightedness the petals and the insects at work. Move, perhaps, to the brightest flower in your field of vision. It is a landing pad for bees, as if the plant is standing, upraised, with signal flares inviting you to move in.
See the difference between one species and the next, and distinguish perfectly the lines working out from the tower at the greenhouse, towards the flowering beds, the shrubs, and the gums.
Finalement, tout le monde passa sauf moi. Un moment plus tard, Une bombe tomba là où j'avais cru avoir un nombril. Je sautai. Autrefois, j'aurais eu peur, mais maintenant, je savais que c'était moi, le jardin. J'étais le jardin. J'étais dedans. J'étais fait de diamants uniques et je n'avais pas de nom. « Terre ! Terre ! » criai-je.
In the end, everyone left except me. A moment later, a bomb fell there, where I thought I had a belly button. I jumped. In the past, I would have been frightened, but now I knew that it was me, the garden. I was the garden. I was inside, and I didn't have a name. Earth, earth, I cried.
In the end, we must leave. It is time now to look again and gather your names and move from the inside to the outside. Un vrai jardin. This is the story of a true garden, or perhaps a real one. This is the end of our story.